Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Welcome to A Pretty Sweet Tease. I am Pretty Bird,
And our luscious and illustrious sweet people will be joining us shortly. That was I Want Your Sex by George Michael. It is certified platinum. It sold in excess of 2 million copies because it was very popular, because as sex always is. And and we have Bracken Tor with us. Hello, hello.
Sex sells.
That it does. And the song came out in 1987. And here's a juicy little tidbit. In the UK, it was not played very much during the day. It was kind of made to be restricted to midnight hours, because it promoted, they thought it promoted promiscuity, and that kind of was counterproductive with the AIDS awareness movement of the time. So it did not get as much play as it should have, like many of us, I am sure. And even though it didn't, it's still over 2 million albums or 2 million copies sold, and was number 2 on the Billboard charts here, number 3 in England. So not bad for not a whole lot of airplay, I'd say. And I Want Your Sex. I figured since we had picture prompts this week, we had really naughty red bedrooms. We had whimsical, wonderful, romantic lavender bedrooms. We had kind of very white queen bedrooms. We had all kinds of things going. However, the bedroom is not the only room in the house. So if you've got a story about a couch, a poem about the kitchen table, a countertop, the armchair over there, because, you know, sometimes they recline quite nicely, feel free to bring it tonight. And we will be happy to read all about it. So, Rack and Tour. So, pick a room, any room. What is, besides the bedroom, because that offers comfort and privacy and this sense of security to lose all your inhibitions, what other room does it for you?
Oh, I got to go with kitchen.
Cooking
really? In the kitchen. I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is I like impishness. So if someone's distracted, like if let's say you were doing the dishes or whatever, my ideal thing is like coming up from behind and slipping your arms around your waist and just trying to get you to drop a dish in the sink and just say screw the dishes.
You see, you and I would not get along.
I forget there was a sitcom that the father came in and caught them doing it on the table. He's like, that's where I eat breakfast.
And that's why they make Clorox wipes. I am just saying. And so here's the thing. When there is hot food or anything like that, I mean, I get that bending over to take out that turkey is, enticing on many levels. Don't touch me. If I'm holding hot stuff, stay back, because I will not appreciate it. But there is something to be said to find those little moments where the subtleties can get somebody flustered and they drop that spoon in the sink, or they swoon just a little bit, because that is hot as Hades, absolutely hot as Hades. Just not in the kitchen for me now. Kitchen table, countertop, dining room table, up against the fridge. These things are all okay. Just not while I'm actually cooking, because I have learned unfortunate things in unfortunate ways.
Bacon splatters. You don't mess around with the hot stove.
You know what's worse than splattering bacon? Sausage grating, because that sticks.
That's why they say a sugar burn is the worst in the kitchen, because, like you say, it's like napalm.
Oh, that'll rip off your skin.
Yep.
That is unfortunateness. I haven't, any kind of sugar burn is unpleasant, but I've only ever done my hands, not anything sexy at all. Not that hands can't be sexy, because you know, they are very wonderful tools. I am just saying. So I tend to, when it comes to rooms, let's see. I don't know that I have a favorite. I am all for comfort because I am not, you know, 22 years old and any place, any time, because I used to have a CRX, a 5-speed CRX at that. So it was small. The seats reclined fully back, which was nice, but they were very narrow bucket seats. They were racing seats. And then you have that stick shift, and then you have that emergency brake. And let me tell you what, nowadays, no, it could wait. It's all right. And but when it comes to rooms, let's see, anything but the bedroom. You know, I'm actually not a fan of the shower, and I will tell you why. Because I personally like to get clean, so I tend to like to get things done after that. And it's fine to go in there and play this and do that and whatever, but then you're all wet, and there isn't a whole lot of drying time in between the enticement and the bedroom, and then it just creates a big old, you know, not so sexy sloppy mess. And I've got a little bit of OCD about things. So while I don't mind, I would have to be all like, you take your towel and go over there. And when I am done with this and my, you know, I can skip the lotion on my legs. I can skip, you know, all of that stuff, but I have to be dry because I really do not like sticky sheets. At least I like to start with the sheets dry. How they get afterwards is, you know, just a matter of how good it gets. So
I tell you a funny story. I grew up with a lot of available public transportation, so I got my driver's license late in life because of what you said about the shower. You know, I'm Mr. Smartass over here. I was on the phone with the girl I was dating at the time, and she told me she was getting in the shower. I said, "Can I scrub your back?" And she said, "Okay." And not having a car, you know, having to jump on the bus to get there was like, okay, I'm getting my license now.
Well, that's a fire under your butt if I've ever seen one. And if I can click on it, we have Sweet Pea. Hey, darling.
No.
Hello. Can you believe my freaking computer died and I couldn't get on and I'm like, oh my god, it's been such a horrible hostess. Hello everyone, hello.
The only thing worse than not getting on is not getting off.
This would be true. So we are talking about all the different rooms. Now, while all the picture prompts were beds, we are talking about all the non-bedroom places, all the rooms in the house, all the nooks and crannies where sexy is as sexy does. So, do you have a favorite non-bedroom place to be amorous?
The kitchen.
See, there you go. She's your perfect girl.
I just think about the kitchen. I just think that when you cook and you know, especially in the winter when you're baking and it's cold outside, and you know, I have a lot of poems about kitchen.
OMG. So you two are all about that room. I'm all like, it's hot. Don't touch me when I'm cooking. You know, you guys are all just like, no.
It's the middle of summer, but you know, when you're thinking about kitchens, I don't know if kitchens are a thing.
Well, you know, in my humble opinion, the kitchen is probably the most intimate, not sexually intimate, but the most intimate place in my house. That's where everybody gathers. That's where you break the bad news. That's where you laugh, you cry, you learn, you love. That the kitchen / dining room table, that's where life happens. That's like the true heart of the home. You know, sometimes that's where sex happens too, because, you know, come on now, flat surfaces are our friends. And
absolutely.
So I love the kitchen. It is the comfort zone. You know, it's not that I have anything against that. It's just I have burned myself one too many times in places I'd rather not mention. So I steer clear from the sexy, you know, over there.
All right.
I'm a big fan of balconies. I personally don't have one, but whenever I am near one, I love balconies. Maybe it's because there's just something about what?
The dish towel in the kitchen, being able to snap it.
Yeah, you and I would not get along. Now, I really like the sound of a good smack. Not necessarily me being smacked, but me smacking somebody. Like, you know, you get the side of their hip really, really well, and it makes that sound that's just, and I don't mind that. But I do not slap me with a towel, especially if it's a little bit damp. I will not be happy. But unfortunately, sometimes that does it for people. If I'm all like, la, 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 with my, you know, halfway yelling at them, halfway laughing, apparently it does things to some people. Kind of irks me that it does, but hey, whatever works. I am good. So it's funny because I was looking for it's been such a busy, crazy, hectic week. It's the first week of school and whatnot. I know that's not sexy. That I haven't had a chance to write, and I'm going through my poems because I know I have a lot of sensual, sexy, slightly depraved poetry. And I was talking to Rock earlier, and I was just like, no, this is the couch. No, that's the balcony. No, this is the alley behind the thing. No, this is the, I'm just, where are the beds? So, you know, apparently I don't write about them often. So, you know, any room can be a sexy room if that's where the sexy happens.
And what was it in high school when you had the books? 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4. If the bed breaks, continue on the floor.
You know, I never heard that. That's so stinking funny.
I have never heard that either.
That's right. You know, that's kind of like bathroom wall poetry, which is kind of hysterical. Yep. That's awesome. You know, we should do that, sweet. We should find or you know, petition our naughty people for a bunch of quick little bathroom stall one-liners and pick the best ones for inspiration and make that next week's topic. That would be awesome. That would be really interesting to see what kind of stuff people come up with, because how funny is that?
That would be great.
So we have a poem up, on the topic from Angel, but she got called into work last minute, so we're going to go ahead and save that one for next week, because if y'all missed last week's show, go and onto A Team of Voices on Blog Talk and look up Pretty Sweet, because you would have missed a wonderful show, because it was hysterical. I had so much fun. So this is just me loving life. So go listen to it. Enjoy it. It's hysterical. Angel reads one of her sexy pieces, which I had never seen before. So it was a treat. But she won't be here today. So I am sad. Because, you know, I like fun stuff.
I
was looking through poetry. I found bubble baths. I found, I don't know what the heck this is. All kinds of stuff. I have one that mentions a pillow. So we can do that. That's in bed.
Okay.
So,
now that's a strange proclivity.
I'm going to put this up, and this is one of my favorite pictures. I absolutely love this picture. And for those who can't see, it's a guy hugging a pillow. He's got a tattoo and a wrist cuff, but it's only half of his eye, and you can tell he's got this smirk. And it's that smirk, that little bit of playfulness, you know, that really is beyond sexy. That when they're a little bit shy, like really shy, not playing shy, or a little bit playful, it's just unbelievably enticing, you know? So I loved this picture. This is never much cared for men in jewelry, but your leather cuff reminds me of my favorite pastime. And it goes like this. I am bound and tethered to that sly smile peeking across the room, whispering instructions in x-ray vision. I burn in envy of the pillow in your firm grip, stealing your warm lips from my view, wondering with each inch of skin revealed which part of me will replace it first. The sound of my breath tastes like you, each weighted in an unnatural patience. As my eyes trace the lines, my tongue will follow. Your tattoo shimmies as your grip tightens, pulling me to you the second I am within reach. Fingers press me into you, skin flashes fire as we inhale our smoke. I slide down your tongue slowly, your teeth stopping to take in the sights before I reach my knees. My kiss cleanses your palate between your ravenous nature and my delightful insatiability. Your playful strength rides wild horses, drinking clear streams united in primal linguistics. Your eyes wear that sly smile, and I swear your ability to accessorize leaves me naked. End poem.
Ooh. There we go. All righty then.
I wonder if she's going to come along.
I know. It's like, where do we go from here? I love your title. Never cared so much in men and jewelry. I love this before. And I didn't have much to say about it before either, other than this is beyond. I slide down and down slowly, the teeth stopping to take in the sight before I reach my knees. I really like that visual and that, because it's got touch and it's got, you know, so many different things that you can do. I'm trying to be very sensual here. My kiss cleanses your palate between the ravenous nature and delightful insatiability. I mean, there's so many things here, but tactile is what keeps coming to mind. Your tactile senses, using various, you've got your teeth, you've got your hands, you've got your tongue. You're using just about every tactile piece that you have to use, and I think that's really cool about this. And then you've got such beautiful imagery from your wild horses and your clear streams and your smiles, and you just tend to use everything wild and nature, yet through the sensationalism of your body. Is that right? Sensationalism? Yeah. I don't know if that's the right word, but that's got to give me a break. It's been a while since I've actually talked big words. Like sensationalism is a big word, but you know what I mean. So I think it's really cool, and it's fun, and very, very sexy. All right, back into our Light It Up.
Light it up. I need to learn how to accessorize, apparently. I guess the, what do they call it, the man bag? That doesn't do it for you, huh?
Well, that depends on which bag you're talking about.
Oh, no. I wasn't going there, but thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You reined me back in there. Yeah.
That little leather satchel they carry over their neck. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, and I don't do men in purses, so sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't.
Well, you know, some unfortunate clothing doesn't always have pockets, but the playfulness in this is what I like, because you know I always felt that if you can't laugh in the bedroom, then you can't laugh at all, you know. You have to be comfortable, and you know, I think it fits well with the mood. It doesn't exactly put a damper on it. You know, I like the laughter. I like the playfulness. So if I get a chance to you know, break the mood and do something unexpected, I tend to, you know, be bad and get hit for it. But I like to do something like that, you know. It's the idea of being unpredictable, I think, is what appeals to me. But, you mentioned the smile, which is something also that I was always big on, you know, that communication, almost like asking permission, you know, like you know, well, yeah, I'm game if you're game, you know, just give me the sign. So, this reads like that to me. And then, you know, the horses are out of the gate, and you mentioned horses specifically also, which was really cool. I mean, this whole piece was very sensual and playful and sexy.
Oh, thank you. And say hello to Lady A.
Hello.
Okay. Hello, hello. And I would like to clarify what I mean by man purse, because there are some purses designed, these unisex purses that are still purses that look very much like purses. They are not sexy. I don't mind a satchel. I don't mind any size kind of messenger bag. I mean, maybe not a giant one, but, you know, I don't mind any kinds of things like that, because let's face it, nowadays we need a lot of things. Guys included, computers alone. But these little man purses that they are just, they don't do it for me. I'm just going to put that right out there. I would rather have like a leather fanny pack than like a full-on purse-looking man purse.
Well, the fanny pack also has an unfortunate name.
It does. But they're great for roller coasters.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
And some places.
And Lady A, did you happen to hear the poem? And can I get an opinion, a love opinion?
No, I did not. I'm sorry. No,
yeah,
and I'm trying to.
I was just wondering. Just hoping. All right.
I'll go back and read it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, whenever you're good.
Yep. We're good.
Absolutely. All right. So we were talking about, and what was I going to say? Oh, just a reminder to everybody, because I left it out of my little talk as we got started talking about I Want Your Sex by George Michael, that this is a rated R show. And brought to you by a team of voices on allpoetry.com. But this is our sister group, the Adult Only Lounge, which is 18 plus and sexy as all get out. So on that note, today we are talking about rooms, bedrooms, other rooms. So what non-bedroom place in your house is the sexiest? Lady A, because for both Rack and Sweet Pea, they like the kitchen to heat things up. I personally like balconies. It's not a room, and I don't have one in my house, but get me around a balcony, and I tend to be a little excitable. So do you have a place that's not the bedroom that tends to be a little bit more amorous than others?
Well, I think the bathroom is a good place, the tub in particular, or the shower.
You know,
I
love a tub. Well, you know,
you know, that
is where the clean happens.
Yes.
And I will tell you this, the two sexiest things that, like, the sexiest non-sexual things that have ever been done to me, one of them was a guy wanting to wash my hair. And there was just something so wonderful about that. And then one wanting to shave my legs. And I was just like, all right, weirdo. But, oh, it's just lovely to have something. Because, you know, when they're running, whether it is soap or whether it is shaving cream or whatever, they're a lot more gentle than we are shaving our own legs, let me just tell you. And you feel every sensation of them rubbing that softness on your legs and then taking it off and rinsing. And when they take pleasure in something as benign as that, it's really quite sensual and very intimate, because let's face it, you're not going to let some stranger off the street, you know, shave your legs, because no.
Yeah, or else.
Yeah, no.
So I was very pleasantly surprised. I was just like, whatever, go right ahead. At least I don't have to do it. And it was surprisingly enticing.
Did you ever have your hair washed?
Yeah.
By your, yeah, I did too, in a lake was just wonderful.
There is a way that they men tend to deal with women's hair that is just delightful, because, you know, I think everybody washes their own hair like it's just a duty. And you know, when you have long hair, it, you know, it's a hassle because you've got your shampoos and your conditioners. You have to make sure there are no knots, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. It's a pain in the butt sometimes, but when somebody else is doing it and they really love your hair to begin with, and they're just actually just, it, I don't know, it just feels like love to me. It all feels like love. It's not like I've had people that have had weird infatuations with my hair because I've had long hair most of my life. And so I'm just like, yeah, but this is not that. This is just, it just feels like love. All of these wonderful, but I'm going to go ahead and use the word tactile experiences. You know, when somebody else is doing these little things, they, you feel them more. They're almost electric. You can feel your hair stand on end as their fingers, you know, are sudsing up with the shampoo. And even when they're pouring the water over your head and they're making sure all the stuff gets out, there's a gentleness there. There's an affection there. And it's very sensual. And so, yeah, I like a guy to wash my hair. The thing is, usually when guys do it once or twice, they're like, yeah, that's a hassle. Yeah, tell me about it. it's not like an easy ordeal. You know, it takes up a lot of room. You have, you know, it's a thing. But when it works wonderfully. Have you ever had anybody wash your hair?
My husband washed my hair last night.
Oh, you see, I'm not jealous. It's fine.
I just get my hair washed too.
It's a beautiful thing. There is, see, I find those little acts of caring, of loving, to be so wonderfully intimate that they just kind of lead into all of the sexy stuff. There's something about, okay, my husband has taken to cooking for me in beautiful, beautiful ways. He's been home a lot lately, and so he will, like, deck me out for lunch. I'm like, some days, if it's up to me, yeah, I'm lucky if I eat lunch. But he'll, like, just find me wherever I am and bring me all this, like, fancy stuff. And I'm just like, ooh, someone's going to get some. Because, you know, it's these little things that don't look like a whole lot, but they go out of their way, and it's just so loving, you know? So I enjoy that. I enjoy that. I will say this, Sweet Pea, if I may. Shut me up if it's a little too personal. When I met you and yours with his little Google eyes, which were just very cute, he takes good care of you. And I was in love with that, you know? Because you don't always get to see that in people. I know so many couples that are in their little routine or whatever, and they go through and they don't talk to each other, or they don't whatever. Nobody notices anything. Like, there have been times where, I mean, my husband notices a lot, but I cut 10 inches off my hair. It took me 3 weeks, but it had already started to grow back. They're like, did you cut your hair? I was like, gee, thanks. You know? And so there's something lovely about that kind of attention, even if it's just little things that don't look like anything to anybody else, you know? So I kind of love things like that. I really, really do. Which is funny that my husband, who goes out of his way for all these little things, doesn't notice my hair being cut when he absolutely loves my long hair. I was like, uh-huh, so you say. I mean, 10 inches is a lot to miss. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I would think so.
You know, guys don't.
I would think that's a lot. I think that's a lot. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot.
A little bit, but you know, that's all right.
That's
I miss a lot of
yeah.
things myself.
Absolutely.
So who is up next?
Very much so. Oh, so who's up? Yes, I like that. I also like showering though.
You like showering?
Showering is I like showering in the bathroom. I think that's also sexy. But it also gets very crowded. I think it's very difficult. Like, people are like, oh, it's so sexy to take a shower.
Thank you. See, I was saying that earlier. I was like, you know, I don't mind the shower. I mind the get out of my way, let me dry myself.
Right. It's kind of difficult.
A little bit. I know that it's a little dangerous as you get older and lose your balance a little bit and you know, because if the shower isn't quite as big as it used to be, then, you know, there's a little bit of finagling. And then if you're actually going to get to the business, there's a lot of finagling and things are wet and slippery. You know.
Shit happened.
I'm going to need one of those, like, MedLife things. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Right. Something
you know,
like that. You
have seen me. I am not the most graceful person on the planet. I once broke my foot stepping on a 12-inch wide median of grass. One step, literally, and broke my foot. So,
that's
not
fun.
Graceful. In my defense,
yeah,
they had mowed it. It looked fine, but it was a hole. And I didn't see the hole because it was mowed flat. So, you know, but not graceful. So me and slipperiness and some soap and whatnot. I'm also the girl that at 11 years old got soap in my eye and I couldn't open the shower door. So I picked it up off of the hinges and carried it screaming naked and sudsy through my house.
Oh, that's
you're
fun.
Okay with it. You did good.
Oh, the stories I tell. I should just stop talking. That is not sexy. Tell me something sexy, sweet.
I think a guy that can cook you any kind of food you can possibly want is sexy.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Whether breakfast
well,
in bed
ma'am.
Or a good steak. And the guy that does the dishes. I think guys that do dishes, just standing there, that's gorgeous.
So
you know, that they clean out after themselves.
Mm-hmm. That is true. It's the dishes and laundry.
And I think guys that understand that it's not like 5 minutes before you go take a woman to the bedroom that gets them to the bedroom. It's the other 25 minutes or the other 23 hours of that day.
It is. You are absolutely right. And how many times have you, like, gotten into, like, just these little, like pissy little aggravations, you know, for nonsense, and then they want to turn around 2 minutes later and be like, let's go. Like, dude, I am not over it. What the heck is wrong with you?
Right.
You know, but,
exactly.
Okay, my husband has his apron that goes down halfway down his legs, right, down his thighs. And a lot of, it's Florida, so it is really, like, 100 degrees here every day. And so sometimes he'll start cooking with no shirt on, and he puts his apron on, and he's in shorts. The boy looks naked. I'm just like, oh my. Just wear that. That's fine. I mean, I get that he's not, but I don't know that. And if he's not turning around, and I can imagine some things, and I that kind of does it for me. I'm like, I can see why he likes me cooking, because that apron alone is good stuff.
Right.
You know what really does it for me? And I hate that I'm such a stereotype. All he has to do is put on that tool belt and, like, climb a ladder. And I'll just stop and watch, you know. Because
you're good to go.
I'm just like, oh, my, can you come over here and fix this? Thank you.
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm telling you, and I guess it's kind of like when he sees me take that turkey out of the oven, and I keep on mentioning because it's the most aggravating thing on the planet, he just cannot help himself. But, you know, he puts that into a belt, climbs the ladder, changes the light bulb, and I'm just like, manly. And it's so sad. I'm so cliche, but I don't care. It works. So, you know, if it works, it works.
Lady A, did you bring up poem? Maybe we should listen to some poetry.
Oh, I just put Rack Up on the board. Awesome. But you'll be next. I had put Rack on the board already. You're all right.
I'm not even watching the board. I'm talking away.
No, feel free. The talk is the good stuff. Are you ready, Rick? Do you guys see it? Not for nothing. My side of the bed is always the messy side of the bed. Okay, but that would drive me nuts. And let me just go ahead and pull this up. Here we go. Y'all ready? Okay, here we go.
Secondhand Heart by Raconteur.
That's not it.
What does life mean to the broken?
And it won't stop.
Unable to suture a leak.
There it goes. That is... That's the audio that's here. I just pressed it again. That is the audio that's embedded.
Really? I gave you the wrong one then.
You see how you are, but this is how to avoid an argument. So the poem is right. The audio is wrong. But since you are here with us, Sweet Pea, would you like to read this for us? Since he is here? Just to be clear, we do not read if you don't call or provide a SoundCloud, but since he is on the call.
I can upload the audio.
Oh, well, then do that. And in the meantime, Lady A, put yours up on the board.
I'm just almost finished it.
Sweet, do you have something sexy for us?
I can do that. I think I can find something sexy.
I've got
cookies.
Ooh, cookies. Ooh, I think I have a poem about cookies too.
I do. I have a yeah. It's about cookies.
I forgot that I wrote one about cookies. Jeez Louise. Cookies, apples, pie.
It's kind of Christmassy, but it, you know, what can I tell you? It's an old one. Oh, whoops, I'm in the wrong room. Hold on. That's not going to work. I'm always good here.
Don't do that. It's the purple one.
Yeah, it's the purple room. All right. Just eat my cookie.
OMG.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that would have been, yes, definitely wrong room.
Apron tied around the waist, hair pulled back from the face, flowers smudged on cheeks, lips dusted in sugar, an elixir of vanilla embraces the skin. He walks into the kitchen. Taste buds spit and annex control of mouth watering. Spurging on saliva, gulping mechanism begins. Breathing, hitches, eyes blurred in cream cheese haze. Tactile nerves twitch, fluffiness on parchment paper sits. Taunting fingertips to fondle and lick. Swipe the edge, a peep, scoop, soft from cloud. Feel the burn of the volcanic. Thank you, people. Hot center. Apricot, strawberry, raspberry, and apple jelly simmer on cream cheese cookies dusted with powdered sugar, melts on tongue like powder along the Rocky Mountains. Indulge with purpose. New promises will not be put asunder. Your weight and water mandate measures and ounces. Grab hold of your pretentiousness and devour. Do you sense my craving? Why seduce you to the kitchen? The thing I want to share with you, my beauty. Close your eyes. Open your mouth and eat my cookie. And poem.
Close your eyes, open your mouth, and eat my cookie. Well, that says it all right there, doesn't it? You know, I'm.
I don't know why I couldn't say volcanic. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Your mouth is full. You're good. And so we are. I love spurging. That is such a good word. Aspurging on saliva, gulping mechanism begins, breathing hitches, and I love that. When you get a little taken aback, when things are larger than life or the unexpected, those little tiny things, even when they literally kind of knock you off your feet and kind of just in one swoop kind of get you on the bed, you're just like, and I love that because that always comes before the good stuff. eyes blurred in a cream cheese haze. I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that. Taunting fingertips to fondle and lick. You know, I think that fingers get the short end of the stick. Everybody is all feathers and floggers and other things for to touch with, and the feel of satin and the feel of nylons and all of these things, but your fingers in those little light brushes are electric, and it radiates kind of like ripples in water. It just kind of, from those little touches, it just spreads heat everywhere. So I absolutely love that taunting fingertips, because when you get close enough that those little waves touch parts that you're not yet touching, that is amazing, and everything gets heightened. I love that this is food, but not, but is, but isn't. It is just unbelievable. You know, I'm hungry. I want those warm and gooey centers. You know, apricot, strawberry.
Want some warm and gooey?
Yeah, I do. It's a good thing I'm here, then, isn't it? And Lady A, what are your thoughts on these powdered sugar coated cookies?
Well, I mean, I thought the metaphor with it was very, very good. And I really liked her outfit. And, but I think, let me just see, vanilla embraces the skin. He walks into the kitchen, an elixir of vanilla taste buds, spit and annex control of mouth-watering, spurging on saliva, gulping mechanisms begin. You know, what great way to say he's drooling. I thought that was excellent. And where else, you know, your tactile nerves twitch, fluffiness on parchment paper sits, and taunting fingertips on to fondle and lick, swipe the edge of a peak. I just thought this was really very sensually written. You had just enough sassiness that you weren't quite over the line, but almost, which I love. And grab hold of your pernicious, pertinacious and devour. What is that word?
Pretentiousness.
Okay. But I loved it. I thought it was very creative and good. And of course, the last is like, open your mouth and eat my cookie. Okay? Sassy, 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 sassy.
Isn't it, though?
Sassy.
It's like only she can. So rack and tour. You hungry?
Yeah, I always appreciate a good bun, a pun. I'm pretty sure I'm surprised there isn't a comment sitting on there for me on that one, because I remember it. I remember the powdered sugar and the vanilla, because, you know, it's somewhat of a recipe, and you know, I love food, and yeah, eat my cookie is a lovely thought. As distracted as I am, I could still string that sentence together.
It is very, very distracting. And just say that last line again for me, sweet, because, oh, my goodness.
Eat my cookie.
Close your eyes, open your mouth, and eat my cookie.
You see? Whew! See, now it's hot. Now I'm all hot. It's funny because I'm sitting here in this little fuzzy little jacket thing, because in my little room here with my computer, it's usually very cold. Not anymore, because, whew! Hot as Hades. Hot as... Well, you know, it's rated R. I can just say, hot as hell. Which reminds me of the song, you know, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Getting hot in here.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
My, Yeah, that's good enough. You know, you're making me want to look for my cookie poem, and I have there's no word cookie up in it, so I can't find it because I can never remember how weirdly I title my stuff. There's no pictures because I embed them. I'm telling you, what a mess. Mess. But did you are you ready, Lady A?
Yep.
All right, they're right.
Oh, mute yourself, darling.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I can't when I'm doing that, unfortunately. Sorry.
You're all right. So, pop it on the board there, Lady A.
Okay, I'm just trying to find a picture to put on there. I chose number 5, I think. I think it's, oh, there it is. And so I'm going to put it on the board right now. I don't have a title for it yet, so I'm just going to submit it. And put it in the room. There.
Yes.
Got it?
Okay. So I chose this black and white room. And if you notice, there is a statue on the table that's nearest the left-hand corner. And that inspired me, that particular statue. And for those who are listening in and cannot see the picture, it is a sculpture of a very voluptuous round woman. So I liked that. And here I begin saying, harmony lives within these walls, black and white to enthrall. Candlesticks and wicks light this room to transfix. Ebony and ivory complement precisely. His hand upon her back tattoos his spirit carbon black. Symphonious moans, rhythmic conjugation, endless pulsations, fantasies, flirtations, open adoration, screams for sweet seduction, vanilla pure and sweet, milk chocolate bittersweet, round, soft, full, Rubenesque. He admires all. She smiles and is enthralled. Sculpture admired, belly, thighs desired, thick and pink inspires. Voluptuous breasts, she gets undressed. Queen size, love quest. Ebony and ivory complement precisely. Candlesticks and wicks light this room to transfix. End poem.
You know, I love the whole there's more to love aspect of this, because I would be more to love. I'm just putting that out there. And but your second verse, I love the alliteration in it. I love the assonance and the consonants and all of that. The symphonious moans, rhythmic conjugation, endless pulsations, fantasies, flirtation, open adoration, screams for sweet seduction. I love that. I absolutely love that. Round, soft, full, Rubenesque. You know, and I'm not a big fan that whole Rubenesque era has come to an end. I'm seeing a little uptick in the thickness, which is awesome. But for far too long, the little, you know, heroin chic has been the norm. So I love the round. I love the softness of a woman. I love those differences, you know, where there's this big, you know, lean towards, you know, equal and women are strong. Well, of course we are. But there's something about curves. There's something about the extra little pads of fat that are placed just right. There's something about a little more softness. There's a comfort there. There's a feel of nurturing, and it's hella sexy. You know, I much prefer, even on guys, no lie, I much prefer to not see, you know, rib bones and collarbones and all that, just because I like to lay on people, and it's not comfy, you know? And so I absolutely love this, and it screams for sweet production. So, my dear, since it calls you by name, what are your thoughts?
Well, I like the whole poem, but I certainly do love the whole alliteration of the talk. I love that everything is admired, and I like how its sculpture is admired. Because I think every woman is built differently. I think we are our own fine sculptures. I especially, you know, have gone through an extreme body metamorphosis over the last year or so. I have so many now new scars and things that I'm not used to, and weight changes, and just literally gone from, you know, totally different changes. And I think that throughout our lives, our body sculpts and moves, and we're told, you know, this and that. But to be sculpted, you know, as we grow and we learn and we age, and you know, we're constantly, I love how that was put. Sculptured, admired, and I think when you find that you can admire your own sculpture, then you can be even more sexy and more sensual and more open in your sexuality. And I think that this brings that to the forefront, and it makes it even more. I just know, you know, more confident. I think confidence is one of the sexiest things that a woman can be, and I think that men find that even extremely more sexual than anything else that's in the bedroom. It's confidence and you know, being proud of who they are. I don't care what you look like. If you're just this meek little, you know, whatever, and you're not proud and adventurous and, you know, just right there and excited and that, you're not there. So I love that particular phrase in the sculptor admired, and the rest of it is just as gorgeous. So well done, Lady A. Very, very well done.
Thank you very much.
Rack, you're welcome. And Rack, if you can jump in and
Rack
talk to
dropped. He dropped. Yeah, so I'm hoping he's all right, because I know he was having, you know, he was coughing up a lung there a second ago, so I'm hoping he's okay. Hopefully he'll call back as soon as he is feeling better. Because, you know, I would love to hear what he thinks of the roundness. We all know he loves it. We're good. And but I would love to hear him talk about it anyway. I'm still sitting here looking for the cookie, and I can't find the cookie, and why can't I just name things cookies? I have, like, weird names for things, and I usually love my names for things, but you know what? It makes it a pain in the tuchus to find any gosh darn thing at all. I know it's a butter cookie, but it's not even called butter or cookie.
And then, yeah, I would name your poem Sculpture.
Who are sculpted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there is something about that word sculpted. If you've ever seen, I'm not talking like with the chisels and the knives and the whatnot, but if you've ever seen them work with their hands and how they delicately curve a jaw or whatnot, just with like the groove of their thumb knuckle right there, and there's a way that they finagle the clay, and the way that hands touch a body in that same way. One of my favorite ways to be touched ever is to have that thumb just graze my jawline, you know, to hold my face in their hands and just run their thumb across my cheek. There's just something that like it kind of enlivens things. You feel your blood flow, and it's especially if they're looking at you. And again, it's that confidence or that desire. There's a huge difference between confidence and arrogance, because arrogance is not even remotely sexy. It is about as off-putting a personality trait as any I've seen. But when there is no shame, when they embrace who they are enough to believe that you might embrace it too, that is, whew, that's the sweet spot right there. I'm sitting here looking and looking and looking. You know, I really wish that these things were sorted, like, not just by title, but, you know, just put the dates right there. Don't make me guess and open my stuff up because I date everything. It's because I know when it was written. Can't stink and find it. Maybe by next week I will.
Did you say sculpted or sculpture?
She said one, I said the other.
I like sculpted. I'm pretty bird.
Okay.
I said sculpture, but sculpted. I've got a picture one up there.
Ooh.
Although it's an old poem, I put it to the picture, it works.
So, you know, it's funny because when I picked this picture with those mountains, it reminds me of your mountains and the winter pictures that you had sent me when you were driving. And because, you know, I live in the flatlands, the swamplands of alligator-filled sweat heat. And so I love this because the air felt crisp to me. And it's like inside was warm, but you can tell that glass was nice and cool. And, you know, anyways, I'm so glad you picked that one. Go ahead.
Guys, this is not well written, just because it's a very old poem, but this shows you how you change your writing, because this was 2 years ago. So this is a ski lodge. The bride and groom off on honeymoon. Ski lodge bungalow, cold snow, hot jet tub for two. Fireplace, king size bed, handcuffs, silk scarves, feathers with leather bags packed. Lay together, engaged in deep married kiss. Distinctive now, but they have bowed togetherness. Weave this one, ties the other, in bedpost with anticipation. Every digit explores the flesh, saliva drips as mouth is pressed, on topical points of interest. Feathers tickle and handcuffs fight, trading places, give and take, wondrous games play. Sweeter cherry wine taste, tighter, softer skin embrace, eyes locked, internal gaze, air thicker, food quicker. Naked bodies ablaze in flames, something's changed in them said. Hot water jets let off muscle spasms, opposite reasoning to have them. Sun is rising, dawn, rest is needed, craving food, time to eat, and sleep. Or maybe go out to ski or not.
I vote not because first they need their rest for their escapades. But where is it? Naked bodies ablaze in flames. Something changed in them today. And I love that this is a honeymoon. I love that I would like to think that this is their Rack is back. Give me 1 second to let him in. Hey, Rack, you feeling better?
Yeah. Well,
I'm glad you were able to come back.
It's in the studio now, too.
Awesome. We are commenting on Sweet's poem that's on the board, and it is all about a honeymoon ski lodge, and there's feathers and leathers and wondrous games of play. But I love that, okay, there is, I know so many people are like, it's just a piece of paper, but the truth is there's something that falls away when there's no fear of somebody leaving, where it's not an easy thing. And because of that, there are just naturally less inhibitions. You relax in each other. You relax in yourself. It does shift. And it makes for a deeper experience. And in that, you get to explore everything in every little way. And I would like to think that their little honeymoon bag of treats was like their first foray into, you know, said bag of treats. And I love the way this plays because there's affection there. There's love in this that underlies everything. So it's not just about the little games or the bite of those handcuffs or the softness of those feathers. It's about how they got there. And I just love that. So while you think it's very different than you, the way you write, I don't. And I think it's lovely. So Lady A, what are your thoughts on this ski lodge honeymoon?
Well, I thought it was really very sensual. And I liked that line in the second verse, lay together engaged in deep married kiss, distinctive now they have, now they that have vowed togetherness. You know, so you have not only the sensual part of things, the sexual part of things, but you have this great love that's shown throughout the piece as well. And I really like that. And then, you know, you have a little bit of a view, little snippets of things that are like topical points of interest, feathers tickle and handcuffs bite, trading places, give and take, wondrous games of play. Like the whole thing was very creative and very liberating, I think, too, because this woman has allowed herself to learn and to be loved and loved back. But most of all, she has, if there's an innocence to this, that she was awakened to this sensual part of herself on this special night, which we all know never happens. But I'm just saying, in a perfect world, it would be nice to, you know, have this kind of lovemaking on your wedding night. And but then sun is rising, dawn, rest is needed, craving food and time to eat, and sleep, will sleep till noon, maybe go out to ski or not. I thought this was great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesomeness. And I would ask you, Rack, but I don't know if you were listening. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't. I'm still picking the cookie out of my teeth.
Speaking of cookies, I found it. Are you guys ready? It's not like sweet cookie. We have very different cookies. And I couldn't find it. So it's called Not Your Basic Bee because it's a butter cookie. Anyway, it goes like this. You guys see it? Do you guys see it on the board?
Yeah.
A pretty bird.
All right. Here it goes. The knob twists and the temperature begins to rise slowly, left to warm in the air, softening in its own time, waiting until it gives at the slightest touch, so easy to mold at will. Spreadable, smooth as butter can be, covered in crystals sweet, beaten by hand until cream together, smooth, united as one, bound by protein whipped into a frenzy, combined with delicate tones of vanilla, it already smells like heaven. Mix what was dry and make it wet. A hint of salt heightens the depth of the sweetest dough. Knead it delicately, deliberately, roll into a thick log forming even rounds as the balls rise and release in the warmth of the oven. Breathe them in, the scent melts away willpower, eager to get to them, watching the clock as your lungs fill with hunger. The best things are worth the wait. Maybe one little nibble while they're still warm, almost too soft to enjoy. It's enough of a taste to buy time in rushed minutes of anticipation. When they have expended their heat, they are ready to be coated in their richest royal icing or devoured as they are, firm to the touch while giving slightly within, a joy to be indulged on any occasion. End poem. And that is my butter cookie.
I like your cookies. Mm-hmm. They have expanded their heat and they are ready to be coated in the richest royal icing or devoured as they are. Well, well, well. I usually, once I reach my heat, I'm usually covered in royal icing. But, wow, this is gorgeous.
Thank
you. This is sexy, but yes. Knead it delicately, deliberately, roll it into a thick log, or even round, as the balls rise and release in the warmth of the oven. I think this is a very, very central way to, you know, make your cookies. And you've got a gold medal on it and everything. I think that's gold. But anyway, it's gorgeous. It's pretty. It's sensual. It's, you know, there's just something about baking with your hands. I mean, get everything in that thick of it, and you're rolling, and you've got flour fluffing all over you, and got those little beads of butter and grease, and that warmth of that oven, and your body, your upper body, you just see those muscles, and everything's just the body, the whole body moves when you bake, and you fondle, and just you're always moving. It's something the whole body does. I mean, you don't roll out cookie dough with just, like, your little tiny fingerprints. I mean, just roll it, and you put your whole chest into it. And this whole poem has that whole, put your whole essence into it. It's just wonderfully written. And
oh, thank you.
My beauty. You're welcome. My lovely Lady A, your thoughts.
Are you on mute?
Yes, I'm on mute. Sorry about that. Pretty Bird has a terrific imagination, and I think that she has a sensuality about her, even when she's not writing specifically sensual poetry. Her words are very enticing, no matter what she writes. And, when you think about just making a bread dough or a cake and you're using that as a metaphor and roll into a thick log forming even mounds as the balls rise and release in the warmth of the oven, like, it just is very, very done tastefully, and the metaphors are out loud and eye-opening, but still there's that edge of class, as always. And I thought this was really brilliantly written.
Thank you. See, I love butter cookies because they're one of the few cookies that have a firm enough dough that you literally roll it into balls, and then they melt down they melt down, and then they puff up before they're done. So, you know, I like them because, you know, you roll, you have little thing of balls all over the place. So, you know,
yeah.
It worked.
Balls are good.
I think so. Oh, my goodness.
Well, there you go. And wrap your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm a diabetic, but I'm going to kill myself with my cookies tonight.
Cookies.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I used to be I used to be so mad at Cookie Monster. I love Cookie Monster. He is still my favorite of all the Muppets, he's a Muppet, but, you know, all the Sesame Street characters. But I was always mad at him. My whole life. Yes, because no, that's not what you do to a cookie. Did you see that tongue that fell out of your mouth? Pick that thing up. And my mom used to laugh at me because I would get really upset because, you know, you do not leave big chunks of cookie. You do not leave crumbs. You eat the whole gosh darn thing. And he was just too messy for me. It was wasteful.
Elmo has to clean up after Cookie Monster.
Well, you know, there's cookies you got to clean the crumbs and cookies that, well, aren't so clean. Well, that sounds gross, but you know what I mean.
Yep. You got to eat the unclean cookies. All righty, then. Now the show has just taken another turn for the worse.
Well, we didn't mention the chocolate chips.
OMG. All right, so I am going to put you up on the board there, Rack. And you said that you loaded it up for us?
That should be 8-15 Rack argument.
Okay, let me see.
If I spelled argument right, because I misspelled it again. Oh, I'm seeing
I see the one that I put in there. I do not see the one that you put in there. Oh, I might be nice if I refresh. Give me a second. Because I know how this works. I'm a little slow is all. Here we are. Okay. Are y'all ready? Here we go.
How to Avoid an Argument by Raconteur. Snuggling on the couch, watching a movie, the house was silent, and we stopped searching for things to say. The lights were low, and we had just finished a bottle of Chardonnay. Absently, my hand covered hers, giving it a gentle squeeze, causing her eyes to seek out mine, accusing me of being a wicked tease. With a wicked grin, I pulled her onto my lap, taking the hint to mount an attack. I growled, "I'll show you, tease," and rolled to the floor, pinning her flat on her back. I gently bit her lower lip. She tried desperately to remain still. Pulling her hair exposed her neck, and I grazed hungrily with carnal skill. She whimpered and squirmed beneath me, tugging off clothing and sending it flying, riding wave after wave of ecstasy, crashing to the ebb and flow of our sighing, lying together in a heap, sharing dreams of what lies ahead. Exhaustion takes over, and we fall asleep, avoiding a fight over making the bed. And boom.
Well, that is definitely one way to avoid an argument. But, you know, I absolutely love this. You're right about the playfulness when, you know, you have those little tickle moments or those little play wrestling things or all of those little things that come with comfort and playfulness. They can very often, most often, all the time, lead to, you know, things that are a little bit more of a grown-up affair. And there are a few things in here, by the way, that have gotten me. Let's just talk about this. I gently bit her lower lip because there is only one way to do that right. And when you do, when it's just that little bit of a tug where there is no pain, there's no holding you there, there's no whatever, it's just kind of a slow release of the lip. It's really... And... I love that whole, "I'll show you," tease. That just cracked me up. But pulling her hair exposed her neck, and I grazed hungrily with carnal skill. I love the grazed. I love the grazed, like, you know, on a prairie. I love the grazed, like when you're dragging your nails across skin. So that, to me, screams of the way the teeth kind of, hungrily pull on the skin just enough. Because there are the whole neck/shoulder region is very, very, very tasty. And so I love that. I'm a biter myself. I'm just saying. So I absolutely love that verse especially. But I love the feel of this whole thing. You know, you're just sitting there watching a movie, ain't no thing. And then a little of this, a little of that, a little, you know. A little tickle, a little squeeze, next thing you know, and then no need to make that bed, you're good. I absolutely love the way this played out completely. So sweetness. What are your thoughts?
Yes. I don't care. I like the way you avoided the argument. I like it. And I think you are a wicked little tease, just FYI. I think you're a teaser, teaser, teaser. I'm just saying. I like how she whimpered and squirmed beneath me, tugging off her clothing and sending it flying, riding wave after wave, not just one wave, but a crescendo of them, crashing to the ebb and flow of our spine. That is just one wicked, that is just a wicked group of words together. I think that is, I'm jealous I didn't write it, kind of line, crashing to the ebb and flow of our spine. I got to commend you on that. I think that's just beautifully done. Overall, I did enjoy the poem, and I'm glad there's no fighting over making the bed. Just every once in a while, throw them off the bed, put them in the washing machine, and then throw them back on, and we're good to go. And you can pin me to my flat on my back anytime you want. And I love the word impish. By the way, my name is Imp, so impish grin. Anytime you use that in a poem, I will take that just like I take sweep. So that's why.
You're just being claimed left and right tonight, girl.
I know. I am. And Lady A, your thoughts?
Well, Rack's voice is always the kicker for me in his poetry. And I liked the humor in this at the end. And I thought it was very clever. A very clever pen, with the end, I think, in sight from the very beginning, and it was unexpected, and I like that too. So it was very creative and fun, right, and sensual at the same time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Delicious, delicious, delicious. So we were talking about baths and showers and whatnot. And I happen to have one about a pretty pink bathtub. Does anybody have another one to post up? Or do you mind if I put this one on there?
I'm the complaint.
Go for it.
I can find another one if you need one.
Well, we've got plenty of time, so if you've got one, we're good. This is Paradise Wet. Let me know when you see it. And I love this bathtub, this pink, giant, round, soft bathtub. I'm hoping it has jets, but that's in my dreams. I love this bathtub. Okay, it goes like this. Pouring need through relaxing waters, carrying the day far off in bubbles of tension left to evaporate on the floor. Cleansing hands glide into rhythm, serenading time itself with impending hunger, avarice fed in wet skin and moist air treasures. Pink satin pearls unfolding dreams, boiling fantasies in frenzied fashion where delight's edge reality's grip. Blurred waterline and fevered pitch slink deep beneath heat enveloping skin and waterfall weightless abandon. Steamed air frothed in waves that trade time for tension, caught in bubbles where delight's edge reality's grip. And poem.
Well, well, well. What do we have to do that?
Yeah, sometimes a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
A girl, that's exactly. A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do, and a girl's got to do it again. well, other than other than hot and the imagery is perfect and your language is gorgeous, when would you do it again? You just have this way of making me glisten is the word I would choose.
Oh, excellent word choice.
Ah, yeah. You know, it's like a steam that comes over me when you when you speak, when you use the language, when you just read me, what you put on paper. And that's what I am. I'm glistening over you. So with that, I will let Raconteur, with your words and my glistening, speak.
Yeah. I never thought of you as a dirty girl, so I guess that's because you're always in the tub. I don't know. but again and again, yeah, I'd like to be a fly on that wall.
Well, you know, cleanliness is next to, oh, godliness.
Oh.
All right, Lady A.
I love the picture, and I have borrowed it from my file. And I love the cleansing hands glide into rhythm, serenading time itself with impending hunger, avarice, fed in wet skin and moist air treasures. You have superb metaphor skills, you know, if you could call it that. because you have, yeah, it's really true, because you can see the underlying reality of what you're saying, but you always say it in such a way that you, well, it's a classy way of saying it. And I like the way you, the steamed air froths thoughts in waves that trade time for tension, caught in bubbles where delights edge reality's grip. Like, you know what you're saying, but you have a way about using metaphor that is quite brilliant. And just there was other thing that I saw. I'm forgetting what it is right now, but boiling fantasies too. That's a pretty great couple of words. And the whole thing was really, really great. I appreciate it quite a bit. Yes.
Thank you. That's awesome. I always get a kick out of you guys' kindness, because it doesn't matter what I write, you know, in any genre or type or form or whatever, I'm just like, eh, you know, because I see all the things that I would do differently. But you guys are just awesome. I appreciate it more than you know. Yeah.
Well, you're good at it, you know. It doesn't matter what genre it is, you're a great writer.
Oh, thank you. Did you pick one to put up?
Well, I was very busy looking at yours, so I haven't had a chance. Hang on, let me get. I'll go back. I'll get something and I'll put it up there for you.
Oh, let me tell you what. I love a good bubble bath, and you know what's really hard to find?
Oh.
Good bubbles, because there's nothing. It really is. I used to be that when they stopped making it, I don't know if they stopped making it everywhere, but they stopped selling it anywhere I could find it. It is the powdered Mr. Bubble has always been the best, not the liquid one. Next to that one, the Avon bubble baths were always, all you needed was a capful, and it was just a mountain of bubbles. It was great. But they changed their formula, and now I can't find one anywhere. And for a while, there were certain dish soaps that would do it, but the ones that are actually not bad for your skin don't froth up that much. And I'm just like, oh. So, you know, I got, you know, disappointed. I actually bought one of the champagne
bubbles. It has nothing to do that.
Yes.
Okay, it's totally okay. So my husband went on a business trip. We're just talking about bathtubs in general. And he went to take a shower, and the bathtub wouldn't drain. So he complained to me all day about this hotel. This didn't work, and this didn't work, and this didn't. Blah, 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 blah. Right? Hated this hotel. Complained about somebody spilled something in the hallway, and nobody cleaned it up. Like, nobody cleaned it up from the one day to the next day. It's like, oh, God, this place is filthy. So we went to work at the office, comes back to the hotel, and the hotel had been condemned.
That's kind of nasty.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. That is not okay.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that story. So we talk about hotels you don't want to have a sexy encounter on.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, no, oh my goodness. I went to Clewiston, and we went there because they had the best barbecue I've ever had in my life. And so we would drive, you know, 4 hours to the middle of nowhere swampland on the edge of Lake Okeechobee to get this barbecue. So we decided to stay the weekend. And so we go to this one this one little motel, and A, it smelled like fish, and B, there were roaches everywhere. So we promptly left there and spent a whole lot more money at a much better place. Not that that one was cheap. It was just really disgusting. It literally smelled like somebody left a fish under the bed. It was so gross.
Oh,
yeah.
I just thought it was funny.
I am having a problem, Rack, putting that into the studio because it's because I called in as host. I can't deal with the audio clips. It doesn't give me the menu anymore while I'm on.
Oh.
I will try, though. Give me 1 second. But while I'm trying to do that.
I think we can get that.
I could try to find my bubble bath poem. It's fabulously funny.
I have a bath poem, but I think it's too much for here.
I know your bath poem. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a little too much for this room, but it's fabulously good. I love that bath poem.
Mm-hmm.
Does she live a ring around the tub?
Not exactly. But let me go and find my little bath poem because mine is fun.
Oh,
I've got a brevity up here now if you want that.
I do. Give me 1 second because I think that I got Rack in here. Give me 1 second to check, and then that way I can focus on your – I did. Awesome. Okay. So
– are you ready to go with Rack?
No, we're going with Lady A first because I just put Rack in there. So Lady A is on the board, and whenever you're ready.
Okay. This is called The Spirit of Sensuality. It's an acrostic for unicorn, and I wrote it a couple of months ago. Unique technique. Natural born lover, inhibitions in remission, carnal, sensual, animal, orgasmic, tantric, spirit, hypnotic, risque, ballet displayed, nude, erotic, exotic.
I love that it's an acrostic. I've only written like two or three of them. They're not always the easiest thing to do, but I absolutely love that. I love the natural born lover, inhibitions and remission, and you know, there's something to be said about being free when you're with somebody that allows for that, because you know sometimes there's nerves and sometimes you know you got to get accustomed to people or things or whatever, and it takes a little bit to work up to that full carefree state of one's sensual self. But I absolutely love this. You packed a lot into this little brevity, and Sweet Pea, your thoughts?
I love this. I read it, or I listened to her read this before. And, you know, unicorns, leathers, wits, and inhibitions, remission, it's one hot of your little poem. You know, I don't know how else you can describe that. That horn on that unicorn has a lot to hold up to itself, you know. I don't know if you tie the ropes to it. That horn has a lot it can do. I really kind of want one. Strip a pole. It's just so many things you can do with it. I think that the best acrostic for a sensual poem ever is the unicorn hole. Perfect. And Rack, what are your thoughts, my love?
Now, the spirit of sensuality is a cruise ship that goes out of Newfoundland, isn't it?
Yes.
I enjoyed the poem. Right, you did a wonderful acrostic. You know, unicorns are magical creatures, and it's a magical experience that you're describing. It's very enjoyable and beautifully descriptive and sensual.
Thank you very much.
And I put you in the studio rack, and you are on the board. So y'all let me know when you're ready, and I will hit play. You guys got it?
Got it.
Awesome. Here we go.
Confection Perfection by Raconteur. Memories of flavors that captivated my taste buds awaken a craving I can never seem to fulfill. Sugar is tantalizing to the tongue and amazingly addictive, but it wasn't until I met you that I had any hope of satisfying that thrill. Your hair smells of coconut and vanilla. The salt on your caramel skin, mind-numbingly intoxicating. I fall into your milk-dud eyes. Everything I unwrap, completely captivating. But it's your candy apple lips that seal my fate, because they don't simply call my name. Your honeyed kisses sear my skin and set my poor soul aflame. End poem.
Can I just say that I love the dripping smoothness of that round image? I'm just going to put that out there. That just looks good enough to eat. And this entire poem is sweet. I'm putting that out there, too. But I love this.
I know.
I love this. I love this. Memories of flavors that captivate my taste buds awaken a craving I can never seem to fulfill. And that's the thing about those tastes and scents and sensations. If they pop into a dream or you catch them on the air or something is mildly reminiscent of something familiar, your mind goes there full on. It's a full-bodied experience. I absolutely love the way you open this. And sugar is tantalizing and amazingly addictive, but it wasn't until I met you. And I love that too, where, you know, she's the epitome of all. She is what can finally sate that desire. I love this, love this, love this, love this. And candy apple is my favorite red, a true blue-based red that isn't quite burgundy. It isn't incarnadine. It's got that nice gloss to it, but it's deep and dark and kind of vampy and sexy, but still bright enough to catch the light and make you look. I love that color lipstick. And sweetness, since this is oozing with sweetness, what are your thoughts?
Oh, well, of course. I'm sticky, I'm hot, I'm sweet, I'm caramel, I'm vanilla. I'm all the things you want to wrap in your mouth and lick. But, of course, I was named after an apple, and, of course, we are talking about apples, so let's not get ourselves all carried away. I don't know where, you know, sweet apples and fall and all of that come in, but, yeah, I love this poem, and it's just so delicious and creamy and wonderful and a bit sultry. So thank you, Raconteur. And Lady A, your thoughts?
I thought it was really interesting that, you know, you talked about flavors and cravings, sugar and how it was addictive. All the while, you know, it's about her, and then, you know, the smell of her hair and the salt on her skin. But again, you mentioned caramel, and Milk Dud Eyes. I thought that was really an interesting take on what you were writing, and then you say at the last, but it's your candy apple lips that seal my fate, because they don't simply call my name. Your honeyed kisses sear my skin and set my poor heart aflame. I thought that was really beautiful, that last verse. But you, again, wrote this in a way that anybody could read it, and if we didn't know it was a show like we have tonight or on other Sunday nights, that you wouldn't really think that that's what you were talking about in a sensual way. But I thought it was really clever and a really good write.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to have to go, you guys. I'm just falling asleep here on the line, so
okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm glad that you can come and join us and discuss all the baked goods and whatnot. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Good night, all.
Good night, Lady A.
Good night.
All right.
So your little meme on the wall cracked me up. It was all I could do to not actually, like, laugh out loud. It's absolutely hysterical. And it's just funny. But, oh, my goodness. You know, your poem rack has me thinking of all kinds of sweet things and taffiness and candy coatings and whatnot. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You got another one for us, sweet?
I do. It's kind of one I've been working to make over, but it's fun. It's a funny little thing. So you
Excellent.
Guys want to... This is a peaceful bath. It's not very sensual, though. More funny.
You're good.
It should be sensual. It should be sensual, but it never is, so. Lavender bubbles pop against my skin as lavender candles burn. I sip red wine and try to escape reality. To lie in a clean bathtub is where insanity did begin. The bathroom is my greatest enemy, the place where five men roam without the thought of cleaning the porcelain throne. I accept my defeat as a mother I failed to teach my son to pee in a water bowl. Going about their little fire hose. I adored my husband's mother, a detailed kind of gal. I doubt if she'd let her son to spray the bathroom down. I'm certain he was taught where those last drops should go. There's the thought in the bowl. Now shaving is another monster, as little hairs sprinkle the entire vanity. Birthday cake mixed with a horde of Halloween. They dance away from every vacuum. It's a wonder they ever clean. Shaving cream and toothpaste dry on the counter. Cousins of cement and a jackhammer is my tool to get the little noisy. It gets a little noisy, but vanity is clean, even if it's not smooth. My bathroom is old-fashioned, the shower is still an attachment inside my perfect house. So all that man grub pours off his body and slams into my land for quiet, perfect tongue. Hold on a second. Let me catch this. And now you.
Sorry, everybody.
All right. Greasy grime or crime on white porcelain, but it is in the smell of old dead testosterone that always does me in. Mask and cleaner must sit for a while before I go in and clean. Swept and mopped and everything is sparkling, but my bathtub is pristine. Anger overwhelms me, for they will all be home soon. Peeing randomly, spreading their testosterone. I better leave this room. Lavender bubbles pop all around my skin. The wine helped me unwind, and I shall not wish them dead. My mind went insane for a bit, but I believe it's back. Again, time to dry off and make sure they don't destroy the kitchen and the poem.
So this is my daily hell. Just putting that out there. literally with the five of them. And it's so funny with all of that. And I was just having a conversation this morning about those little shaving bits. I mean, is it really that hard to wipe it down? I mean, really? You know, and when it gets into that little cement of toothpaste and whatnot, it's just not fun. That's a lot of elbow grease. And that stuff gets – we will not discuss the bathroom. But, you know, yeah, and they'll be home peeing. They pee all day, all night. If they're not peeing, they're doing something else. And I remember when they were all little that I – like my husband would come home and I would be just a mess. I'd be like practically unhinged. I was like, I swear to you. I went through and I cleaned room by room by room by room, and every time we turned around, it was destroyed. So with the difference being that at least all the counters and stuff were clean, but, you know, the kids get to the floor and everything else, knocking stuff over. But so it's a different kind of mess, but it's a frustrating thing. Yes, there are many bubble baths. Bubble baths are magic. Bubble baths are better than Xanax. Bubble baths, candlelight, a little bit of wine. Who needs drugs? Awesomeness. This cracked me up. It cracked. It is so true. So tell me, Rack, since you're the only one of us who needs to aim, do you get the bowl?
That's fine. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I'll give you some more bathroom poetry. Be like Pop, not like Sis. Lift the lid before you piss.
There you go. That
yeah,
is so funny.
Well, you know, it's a question of convenience, I think. You know, so if you've got half a brain and you're concerned about, you know, making a mess, then, you know, there's no shame in sitting down so you don't miss. I mean, there's that whole idea of, you know, screw it, I'm just going to, you know, let it fly, and then, you know, it doesn't hit where it's supposed to hit, and then you end up cleaning the bathroom all day.
Yeah, sometimes it's a hassle, I'm sure. And let's say hello to Hatter. Hey, Hatter.
Hey. Hey, how are we going?
We're doing pretty good. We were talking about rooms and then, you know, ended up in the bath, and now we're peeing on the floor. So that's a transition.
Yeah. I needed my 96. Went through the process. I needed to hear some voices.
Oh, we talked about all kinds of stuff tonight. And let's see, I don't have any more bath problems. We talked about cookies. I talked about more cookies. Yeah. Hey, I've got one. Yes, we were baking Christmas cookies. And it wasn't necessarily Christmas, but they were definitely cookies. So I've got one. Yes, Hatter? Do you have a poem for us tonight, Hatter?
I bring one in my pocket. I could find one, I guess.
Sure, it is.
You got one in your pocket?
Oh, my goodness.
One in my pocket. You can search. Go ahead. Yeah, take a look. There's nothing there.
Well, you can go ahead and find one that it has anything to do with anything because you're awesome. And I put one on the board, which happens to be one of Rack and Tori's favorites. So I'll go ahead and read that one, and hopefully when I'm done, we'll pop one up there. Yes?
Okay.
Sounds good. This is Sated Satin Philharmonic, and it goes like this. I tease my tongue down the curve of your neck. Your audible exhale feeds my fervor, but not quite as much as your tremble burnishes my flesh. Shh, my darling, tonight I play a symphony on your body, carving each note on your soul. Nails graze, then drag across tightened skin in brass trills, each pass more deliberate than the last. Staccato breaths in time with goosebumps stoke smoldering timpanies of anticipation. Your body raises to meet my swollen lips, only to find the slightest brush of skin, a passing warmth in punctuated moans. Wide eyes taking in each painfully slow movement, you watch and I watch you watch, plucking a double bass backbeat of new sensation, fire and ice in soft satin shackles, a song in whimpering woodwinds pleading through guttural low brass crescendos, fighting the urge to end the movement, knowing it isn't you conducting the orchestra. Your muscles too weak to tense, untethered, you curl into my arms. Shh, my darling, while I serenade your dream. And poem.
Wow. How hot is that one? Rack, I can tell you what that one's your favorite. My God. Oh, my. That is hot and hotter and hotter. And I don't think you could get any hotter. Dang. You just, that, I don't know if I can even go on and, like, use words. But, wow. Thank you very much for that one. Yes, very, very well done. And, well, we haven't heard from Hatter. Hatter, what do you think? I like the language in that one. I think it's very well done.
I was sort of busy rummaging through this pile of magazines.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Well, then we'll ask Mackintour.
Okay.
Mackintour, why is this your favorite one?
Oh, well, you mentioned the language. I mean, using all of the musical metaphors, it just works so well with what she's talking about. I mean, it lends itself beautifully. The whole maestro idea, and she manages to get her nails in there as well. So, you know, you can't find fault with that. That's always a plus. I mean, from beginning to end, and the... I guess a little bit of the control aspect too. You know, let me do my thing. You know.
Absolutely. Do your thing.
Well, thank you guys. That is awesome. I like that one. I tend to love music, and so anything that and you know, jazz to me is probably the sexiest thing. Just give me a tenor sax just playing softly in the background, and the night's already 10 degrees hotter. And so I kind of love the way that kind of led that thought in there. And Hatter's got one up on the board. I'm all excited.
Yeah, I need to pimp this out, though. Can you read it?
Pimp it out.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, you.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. This is Take My Quivering Hand. I do love that word already. And this is by Jay Hatter, and it goes like this. I warmed the spice cake so the sprinkles will have to wait. Lay the fruit to make my bed, spreading the sugar atop your head, watching your eyes to see how it works, glazing your breasts, unbuttoning shirts. Swaying in view, I taste all of you. You beg for me to stand, reaching from behind, and if you don't mind, take my quivering hand. Eat me with sprinkles and lick my lips. My passion grows as you lean down to kiss. Leg locked and sweaty, I flip you around, holding your breath, not making a sound. Riding in concert, you begin to buck. Together we share a little luck. It started with pineapples, then cherries were poured, making desserts when I was once bored.
Whew, and poem. Let me tell you what, Hatter.
Eat me with sprinkles and lick my lips, my passion grows as you lean down to kiss. You can say it's about whatever you want, I know. And that is so wonderfully visual, and there's a sweetness. When you mention the sprinkles, you can almost like taste a sweetness of whatever it is that has you licking your lips. And this is just amazing. We will discuss glazing breasts, you know, momentarily. But sweet, what do you think of this sprinkles with glazes and tastiness and a little lucking?
I think Heather's going to take me to Wonderland, and we're going to make that, and we're going to just sit down and have that with some tea. I don't know what it is, but that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, he kind of had me at holding your breath, not making a sound, because that's my happy place. And
I just know that that's what's going to happen, and we're going to enjoy ourselves.
Oh,
and
nobody's
allowed to
hear
us.
I didn't hear what you said. What's going to happen?
I said we're going to go, and we're going to go, and we're going to take whatever you're making, and we're going to have this whole lovely. We're going to go to Wonderland with this, and we're going to have it with your tea. And no one else is allowed to come with us. No one.
Gotcha.
You and me.
Okay.
Yes. Just you and me.
Sounds fun.
My eyes are a little fixated on the swaying and view. I taste all of you. You begged for me to stand because there's something about that sway. That transition is very, I might be sweating a little bit, Hatter. Oh, my goodness.
It's a better end.
What did I tell you?
Ooh, the hotness.
Huh? That's ours. You're not allowed to have that.
It was supposedly, if you looked at it, it could have been, I was just making dessert.
Who are you talking to?
Dessert. Well, listen, with sweet cookies from earlier, this is a perfect pairing. So, desserts galore, they abound tonight. It's awesome. Rack, what do you think of this warm spice cake?
Yeah, that wasn't SpongeBob's pineapple, that's for sure. I like your little leading thought in the middle with the writing in concert. You begin to buck. Your mind goes there, but I knew you weren't going to go there. So I really love to do that. I really appreciate when someone does something like that because you know you could have, but that's just too low rent. And it's like, no, it's too easy. I'm not doing it. And then you change the flow a little bit. But you keep the rhyme, you know.
You know, that's a good point. That does show the power of the author. Because I made y'all think about it. Y'all thought about it.
Yep.
Oh, sweetie, we were thinking about it long before we got to that line.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, you've got these beautiful lines in here that are very visual and very visceral and very, very tasty. And you like bring in all the senses, you know, to watch in your eyes to see how it works. And then you've got the movement of the sway and then, you know, that ever present standing and you're riding in concert, you're bucking this, you're eating the sprinkles and licking lips, and it's all in there.
Yeah, plus the way you read it
wasn't that
bad.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Thanks. I think this was the absolute perfect closing for this show. I cannot even tell you because we started towards the beginning with sweet baked goods and we end up with this delightful dessert surprise that is just absolutely wonderful. So I love that you called us and you joined us and you brought us a tasty treat.
Anytime.
And
next
that,
week,
next week what?
It.
Oh, absolutely, my pleasure. Oh, definitely my pleasure. It was awesome, and you know it was kind of sexy, which you know I absolutely love. So my pleasure, absolutely. And we will see you all next week. I hope that you could all join us and keep an eye on the board to see what topic will be inspiring the sexy for next Sunday night, and we will see you there. So
that's good.
All right, bye.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
See you on the next week.